you, sir.
Hello?
Hey, sorry about that.
Hi.
Hey, what's happening?
Hi, Mr. Kirk Franklin. Last time I saw you, I was pregnant, and we were at the BET Awards, and I asked you to pray over my baby.
Yes, I remember you.
Yes, I was very, wow. I was like about to pop. You were like, what the hell? You got a whole baby down
what,
there.
Did you have a little boy or girl?
A little girl. She's one now.
Wow. Congratulations. What's her name?
Athena.
Ooh, that's money right there.
Yeah.
That's rich.
All right. Hey, shut up. Not that's rich. Kirk, so I'm going to count us down because I know we only have a couple of minutes and I feel like I have a lot to talk to you about, okay?
Well, take your time. I'm good.
All right. 3, 2. It's 100.3 Philly's R&B. Mean to say what in your midday. I am so excited to have Kirk Franklin, the one and only 19 Grammy winning artist. One of the greatest guys ever, Kirk Franklin, joining us today. Welcome, Kirk.
Hey, you.
What's going on?
What's happening?
Man, the last time I saw you, you were on tour with Maverick City, and now you are on another tour currently, and there's a lot of stuff going on in your life, right?
Man, yeah, I know. And so I'm trying to leave it all on stage tonight because I got a lot built up inside my heart, you know, and so, you know, standing in front of, you know, the beautiful people and my Heavenly Father and just trying to connect them with Him and then also myself, you know, because we're in all of this together, right? You know, and it's just me, you know, really trying to connect and just give this message that God loves us and He cares. And so that's what we're excited to, you know, just make sure that we're communicating tonight, even when the beautiful people of Philly come out. Because, man, you know, you got to understand, Philadelphia has always been that kind to me, my career. You know, they were a major city in the beginning of my career that just came out to support me every time I would come. And so I owe so much to the city, really. Like, you know, it's such a major place for music with such a rich history.
Right.
And now I'm coming back with so many experiences in my life. My life has changed drastically over the last, you know, few weeks.
Right.
And I was doing new music in the middle of all of these changes and working on this tour. And so I've got a lot of emotion built up tonight, man, when I stand on stage. So, you know, man, but I'm on stage with the incredible Ty Tribbett and Israel Houghton Clark's sister, Tamla Mann, David Mann, and Full Singers Band. You know, it's just really a night, man, of just celebration, man. And so that's what we're doing tonight.
Love that. We're also celebrating because your album is coming out, and this is a very special album. It's coming out this Friday. It's called Father's Day.
Next Friday.
Yes, A Kirk Franklin Story.
Yeah, man, it comes out next Friday, the 6th. And I was in the middle of working on this album, in the middle of, you know, there's a documentary that I did.
I've watched it.
You know, wow.
You had me in tears. It's very emotional. That's why I'm almost wondering how you are as a person in the midst of touring and also gearing up to release an album and then going through this kind of, you know, life-changing moment. Can you talk about that moment in your own words?
I'm still in it. I'm still in it. I don't even really have the language for it yet because I'm still in it. You know, and I'm still, you know, numb. It's still raw. It's still... you know, we're still walking through it, still trying to figure it out. Still, you know, there's still bumps and valleys and, you know, moments of sunlight and moments of transition. And you know, like I said, I was in the middle of working on the tour. But, you know, but this is what I can tell you. What I can tell you is that to have the opportunity to stand on stage and forget about kind of everything for a moment and just connect with people, it is my medicine. I'm going to be honest with you. It is my medicine. So you have no idea how it is to stand up on stage and to just be able to just connect with people. It just gives me a moment to forget and reflect and just to be able to rest in this incredible, incredible gift that God has loaned me to be able to do music and to remind people of His love and power in their life. Kind of gives you them to kind of forget about what you may be going through in yours, because, you know, this is our story too, man. I think more than anything, I've just been speechless at how this story that I'm going through is so much the American Black story of families, you know, and, you know, and that's just overwhelming. And so I think that, you know, there's just a lot to give tonight on stage. There's a lot to give.
Yeah. So in the midst of you working, you actually decided for the first time to video the behind the scenes of your music sessions, and how God would have it, while you're filming, find out in your personal life that the person who you actually thought was your father that passed away is actually not your father. And your biological father lives minutes from you, and you have not known your whole life.
Isn't that God?
You're filming for the first time. And now we get to see this, and people, I really connected with you, and people get to connect with you in a way, maybe they might be going through similar situations.
Yeah, you know, and I lived my whole life hating the man that was holding my father, because I was adopted, you know, and I didn't meet him until I was 6, and didn't see him again until I was 13, and didn't see him again until I started doing albums, and he would come, you know, trying to get backstage passes and all that, you know, and I really hated it. You know, I love Jesus, but I can't lie, man. I hated this guy, you know. And so he died back in 2017 of cancer, and I made peace with it, only to find out that...
That wasn't even your dad.
I hated the man, you know, as I hated a man that didn't even deserve it. So, you know, so just because I have met, you know, this guy who's a really, really nice guy, I still have all of this luggage of, you know, half a century of emotions and hate and hurt, and my biological mother is still not acknowledging that this guy's my dad.
Right.
You know,
But again,
it's a bigger story, because so many people have gone through this and are going through this. Man, you'd be amazed how this is unfortunate, dysfunctional normality for our people in this country. And so... this is a story of us healing. This is a story of us finding hope. This is a story of us seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. This is a story of us. It's not just a Kirk story. You know, it's an American story of colored people, you know. And so, you know, just black and brown, displaced, marginalized people who have gone through just a myriad of traumas. Even religious trauma, you know, even church trauma, you know, trying to believe that we can trust God's heart when we don't understand his hand.
So I know you're still in it, but do you get some sort of healing knowing that you actually were wanted? He just didn't know you were his son. It wasn't like he knew with the father that you thought was your father. You could feel unwanted, right? But this man, it wasn't like he didn't want you. He just didn't know he was your father. Does that offer some sense of healing? Because I was really emotional when you were singing that song, "I Want to Be Someone's Son." I thought that was a really powerful moment. And it's like, you are someone's son. He didn't know, so he wants you. Does that offer you some kind of healing yet?
You know, that's a beautiful question. You know, once again, the man that I hated, I did not hate him because I did not want him to be my father. I hated him because I wanted him to be my father.
And he was absent.
And, you know, as humans.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, as humans, we chase those that don't want us, you know. And so even though I'm introduced to love, it doesn't mean that you know how to respond to it just because you're introduced to it.
Mm.
You know, if you have a history of not knowing what it is just because you see it, you know, it's almost like, you know, if you live in a third world country where the food is not prepared well and the water is not filtered well, just because you take that person from a third world country that's lived their entire life to like a 5-star restaurant, it doesn't mean that they're automatically going to go, "Ooh, this is good."
Right.
You know, it's you know, it's going to take them a while.
It's a process. Adjustment.
It's a process. And it just happened. You know, you got to remember what you saw
happened like a month ago.
Yeah.
Like 2 months ago. I think it was like July or something. I was like, damn, this just happened and it's already out in the documentary.
It just happened. And it, you know, and for me, I was in the middle of making the album.
Right.
So for me, I'm not good. You know, like my wife just come to town, I'm horrible at compartmentalizing, you know? So it's like, I couldn't go through that and go, okay, well, I'm going to put that to the side and let's do Jesus music. You know, it's like, you know, that impacted the art, you know, art imitates life. And so, you know, the music and this moment were all, you know, speaking to each other. You know, the music was influencing how I handled what I was going through, and what I was going through influenced the music. And so, yeah, I'm still in it. Still in it, you know, and just like a lot of people, you know, once again, I don't, you know, one thing that has been the illumination for me that has also been heartbreaking for me is, you have no idea how many stories, you have no idea how many men are speaking to me next to me on a treadmill in the gym, tears in their eyes, you know, how many people's like, Kirk, I need to talk to you. And, you know, and I'm not a therapist. I'm not able to help everyone, but I do know that there's got to be something done to be able to heal this bigger conversation, because it's our story. This is our story, man. And, you know, and I'm believing that now that the door has been opened, we can find some healing more than anything just by communicating.
Right. Well, look, the album Father's Day is appropriately titled A Kirk Franklin Story. It's coming out in days. And I think you're very brave for being so open with this, because I would have been like, damn, do I need to drop this documentary right now? Maybe I need to process my feelings before I like put this out into the world. But you were incredibly brave in just saying, put it out. It just happened. I'm still, you know, moving through it, but let's put it out and be transparent. And there's a moment where you're healing with your son on the documentary that I think is very important. And I think it's just a great message of life is rocky and rough, and it sucks sometimes, but in those moments, there's good happening, and there's reconciliation on one side and maybe a sense of closure on the other side. And now maybe, I don't know, maybe you get to build a relationship with this man and maybe in a small way receive that love that you've wanted from a male father figure, you know?
Yeah, you know, and I'm praying that all that is my reality, you know. It's one day at a time, because everybody's having to adjust.
Right.
You know, he's having to adjust. He has a daughter, you know, she's having to adjust, you know.
Yeah. Imagine, you know, Kirk Franklin's my brother. out of nowhere. Like, that's bizarre. How do you even make that adjustment? Like, my brother is super famous, like one of the biggest gospel artists in the world, breaking boundaries. That's my brother. It's so much to process.
It is. And once again, I can only imagine what others have had to process too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I am now part of a bigger community. I'm part of a bigger family, and it's a bigger story. That's just not Kirk, you know. It's us. It's us, you know. I have been just as impacted, because, you know, when it's your story, you know, because the truth is, I've lived this trauma my whole life.
Right.
You know, I was adopted, and even the woman that adopted me at a certain point in time, you know, she
didn't show you she loved you.
She was an older lady, so God bless her soul, you know. I mean, she could only go so far, right, you know. And there was a point that, you know, she had kind of, you know, kind of washed her hands a little bit, and, you know, and got, you know, and I understand, you know. I totally understand, you know, now looking back, but it was hard. It was hard to be rejected twice, you know. But you know, there are songs that would have never been birthed if it hadn't been, you know. Like last night was opening out of a tour. And there's a song on one of my albums called Imagine Me, and I did Imagine Me last night, and it felt different. It hit different, you know, and I had a hard time getting through it, you know, because, you know, there's a line that says, over what my mama said, hear from what my daddy did, and, you know, some of these things were lies, you know, some, you know, so it's like I'm having, man, it's all fresh.
Well, I think you're incredibly brave, and thank you for sharing your story in the form of this documentary and the album. We have to listen to it. Father's Day, a Kirk Franklin story, and the tour. I'm sure it's going to be a little like therapeutic for you in different ways. And, you know, we're rooting for you and we're connecting with you, Kirk. I was crying. You was messing up my mascara. My eyeliner was all dripping because I could really feel your pain and I was connecting to that. So just sending you love and positivity and healing.
But thank you, Philly. I hope to see y'all tonight, man. Let's celebrate together. Let's bring our brokenness and hurts and sorrows and joys together, man. And let's have a big just celebration, man, because we're still here.
Yes. Thank you so much for your time, Kirk Franklin. It's mean to say thank what I'm 100.3 Philly's R&B.